February 2nd marks the Feast of the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, commemorating that day when our Lord was presented in the temple 40 days after his birth. This date marks an important point in the Church's liturgical calendar, as it separates the seasons of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany from the coming seasons of Quinquagesima, Lent, and Easter. There is a long-standing belief in the Church that Mary had spent the first 12 years of her life in the courts of the temple. It was there that she had outwardly dedicated her virginity to God. It was there that she meditated over the ancient scriptures and learned the secrets of the Messiah. Now she was coming back to that temple again, still a virgin, yet by a mystery of divine grace, a mother with child. She came to be purified after childbirth, according to the Mosaic law. She came to present her child to God and to do for the Creator what no creature but herself could do, give him a gift fully equal to himself. When the second temple was built, the ancients of the people lifted up their voices and wept, because its glory was not equal to the glory of the first temple, as the second temple had been built not by a king like Solomon, as was the first temple, but by the non-Jew Herod, imposed upon them by Rome. Yet the first temple had never seen such a day as that which was now dawning on the temple of Herod. The glory of the Sancta Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies, inside, was but a symbol of the real glory which Mary was now bearing to it in her arms. She bore one offering, and Joseph bore the other. She bore the child Messiah, and he bore the pair of turtle doves for her purification. By the annual Feast of the Purification, the Church reminds us of the simple yet sublime virtues of Mary, most particularly her humility toward God. We cannot be cold and indifferent to this sublimest of virtues. Rather, our desire for these virtues in imitation of Mary should inspire us to a greater delicacy of conscience, to inspire us to acquire and continue in the particularly Christian virtues so beautifully exemplified by Mary. For, as our Lord has taught us, "Blessed are the clean of heart, they shall see God."